This marks the 70th year for gold medal, the Southeast Basketball Tournament organized by Juneau Lions that is now underway at Juneau Douglas High School. Teams representing 9 villages from throughout Southeast Alaska are playing in the week-long event. And Kevin Gullifson is covering gold medal for the Juneau Empire, and he joins us on the line. Good morning, Kevin.
Morning, Matt.
Can you tell us a little bit about the atmosphere at gold medal and what it's been like so far this week?
Well, it's truly a family atmosphere here. It's a lot of fun. People are playing for the pride of their hometown, you know, so it's a great tournament. It gets real competitive, and people bring all their siblings. There are kids running around at every timeout with banners from their hometown rooting them on, so it's a raucous atmosphere.
Pretty noisy there, I take it, every night?
Yeah. You know, they get as big a crowd as most of the big high school games here, so it gets pretty loud.
How about those family members who might be playing?
There are many teams that are packed with the same, with, you know, people from the same families. We have Heidelberg has 5 of their 6 players hailing from the Edenshaw family, and so that's pretty fun to watch. They have an on-court chemistry that's basically unparalleled because they've been playing together since they were kids.
Is there any sort of village rivalry between some of these teams?
Well, in the M bracket, we have Cake, and Jay Peterson was mentioning to me that he really wants to see Huna later on in the tournament.
There have been a few changes in the tournament play over the last few years. Can you tell us a little bit more about the brackets for this year's tournament and who kind of makes up the players in those brackets?
There are 3 different brackets on the men's side and 1 open women's bracket. The B bracket is 18 and up. The C bracket is 32 and up. And the master's bracket is 42 and up. Now, you can play down, but you can't play up. For instance, somebody who's in their 30s who still feels like they can play with the younger guys could go down and play in the B bracket. But some young 18-year-old couldn't go up to the C bracket. That's how they keep the competition a little bit divided.
And what about for those who might be using players from other villages? Is that permissible?
It isn't. You know, they try to monitor that as best as possible. The idea is that you've lived in the town you're representing at one point. Now, you don't have to still be living there, but people try. There is a bit of an honor code to that. It gets a little bit political sometimes. People will give each other a bit of a hard time if they're using somebody who hasn't lived in town for a couple decades, but teams do a good job of self-monitoring that.
And can you give us an update on some of the latest scores and matchups?
Yeah, you know, they are progressing into the losers bracket Tuesday and Wednesday. I think in the B bracket, 2 of the better teams are Heidelberg and Haynes. Heidelberg, I'd mentioned, has those 5 Edenshaw brothers who range from like 18 to 30 years old. Both Heidelberg and Haynes are made up of mostly of guards, and they're both excellent teams defensively and handling the ball. Heidelberg employs a full-court press that really can shut other teams down. They played Heidelberg and Haynes on Monday, played a game to both scored in the hundreds. Haynes took it down 107 to 100. Kyle Fossman had 45 points for Haynes in that game, which was, I believe, a tournament record so far this year. In the C bracket, Metlakatla and Yakutat both look real good. Yakutat has Jimmy Jensen and Alpha Porter. Jimmy Jensen put up 31 points in their game. And that one also went down to the wire, though Metlakatla pulled it out off the leading play of Willie Hayward, who hit a couple free throws at the end of the game that sealed the game. From Anthony Gogert is also a great player from Metlakatla. In the Masters division, I really like Cake. I think Cake is the team to beat. They've been playing together for 20-plus years, and they went through a period of 7 years when they were playing in the C bracket together that they won every single year, and now they graduated to the Masters bracket together in 2013, I believe. So Cake is the team to beat, really, in the Masters bracket, and like I was saying, Jay Peterson and Cake want to face Huna in the championship, so we'll see how that pans out.
Kevin Gullifson is covering gold medal for the Juneau Empire, and you can check out his stories daily in the sports section and the print edition or online at JunoEmpire.com. Kevin, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Matt.